Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Aaron Judge stayed in New York. Now, like I said, I don't want to make this about you.
No.
But you did throw it out there. You're praising Judge for staying. But every time I say, you know what, if you're happy where you're at, if it's a few bucks less, I would take that to stay if I'm happy, as long as, you know, money's close. It's not crazy different. But you always rip me for that. You always say the player has the responsibility of getting every last dime because the owners are billionaires and it sets a precedent. Did Judge let his fellow players down by not taking the, you know, every last dime he could get?
No, because he's the highest paid position player in the history of the game. So, no, he didn't let anybody down. He didn't take under market value, Chris. I'm talking about when guys take under market value, that's when you hurt your fellow.
Well, that's rare.
I'm just saying, but that's what I'm against. Not he set the market.
So you're not against. Is it not true that when I've said I would take a little less money, you
no, but you, but yeah, I jump on you because you're talking about, well, if it helps the team or
no, I haven't said that. It's solely been because I'm happy. If I'm happy somewhere, I'm not just up and moving from a place I'm happy with. They respect me. They're paying me fairly. Just
you got
to get a few more dollars somewhere else. That's what I'm saying.
I always took it as under market value or the idea that you're giving somebody a discount and not making what you're supposed to. Tom Brady was never the highest paid quarterback in the league. I think that was a mistake. He should have been.
Really?
Yeah, I do. If he's
got 7 rings. He's got gobs of money. How in the world is that a mistake?
Yeah, he should have.
He's
been
made more money than any other quarterback ever.
Yeah, he's played 40 years. Yeah, right. Sure he did.
23, but still. Okay. That's
but
my
it's
point.
About
he's,
the years.
He's fine.
It ain't about that. But anyway, let's not get off track.
No, right. All right. But anyway, So, yeah, so here's my thing on Judge. Look, I think it was a smart move to stay. I think with the Yankees, you and I have talked about it before. Now, obviously, going to the Giants is not like going to Seattle. We've mentioned Robinson.
No.
He kind of fell off the map. The Giants are a historic franchise. They've won three World Series since the Yankees won the last one. And San Diego, while they're not what the Giants are, they are an up-and-coming. I mean, more than up-and-coming, right? They got a bunch of young stars. With him, they could have been the new hotness. And they might be the new hotness as it is, right?
Because they beat the Dodgers, don't forget, Chris, without Tatis.
Without Tatis.
And he's coming back in May. And you're right. If they have added Judge to that lineup, you kidding?
Yeah, it would have been crazy. But in baseball, I just feel like the Yankees is the especially when you've been there, it's the place to stay. He can be – you said it with Jack Curry saying he could be the next Derek Jeter. Here's the thing, though, Rob. You got to win now. And I don't say this often in baseball because baseball is, I think, among the three major sports. It is the most dependent as far as a player, like obviously football is as well. But even in football, a quarterback can make a huge difference. Baseball, heck, Rob, you can hit 500. And if you don't have the pieces around you, it's not going to matter. You're not going to win.
No.
You could be the greatest pitcher ever. And if you don't have the hitting, you're not going to win. Or even other pitchers, right? Because you're only out there once every 5 days.
Ted Williams is considered one of the all-time great hitters. Went to the playoffs, Chris, like 2 times in his entire career.
Right.
Never got to the World Series. Never won anything. You know, like because the Red Sox weren't that good.
Back then, it was different.
You just remember, you won the league and you went straight to the World Series. There was no playoffs. Right. So he only went twice, I think, to the World Series. Twice.
But Barry Bonds, Rob, no World Series ring.
Right.
Greatest player you and I have seen. We've both said that.
And he went to the World Series 7 games against when he was with the Giants. And they lost in 7 to the Angels. And, Chris, in that World Series, I think Bonds batted 380. So he did his part.
He was great. Right.
But the pitching.
Rod Carew was one of my favorite players growing up. Never won much postseason success. But here's where I will put the caveat, Rob. It's different with the Yankees. The Yankees, because of the way they've spent, because of their history, you got to win. If Aaron Judge, and again, this is one reason I will give him credit. If he had gone to the Giants, Rob, of course they would have wanted to win, and they may have won.
But it wouldn't be the same.
No. If he didn't win, it wouldn't have been, like, terrible. Same thing with San Diego. Hey, I'd say just anywhere. But if with the Yankees, he has got to win. Who's the best Yankee never to win? Mattingly?
Mattingly played all those years, Chris. He retired. They won the next year. That's when they won. In 96. Can you believe it? In 95, they lost to the Mariners in the playoffs. The next year, they won the World Series in 96. That reminds me of Tiki Barber
and Mattingly
with the Giants.
Doesn't get the love.
No.
I mean, he doesn't get that Yankee love that he would have got had he
didn't
won
win.
As great as he was.
Winfield didn't win when he was in New York. He won when he was with the Blue Jays, so he did win a World Series. But, yeah, and Steinbrenner called him Mr. May. You remember that?
Right. And so, Rob, he's got to win. I mean, obviously, he's got to stay healthy. And stay healthy, but there's no excuse. I don't want to hear about the health. I don't want to hear about the pitching. I mean, I'm just saying this is New York.
No, he's expected.
Am I wrong?
To validate himself as a Yankee and to go down as one of the all-time greats. He don't have to win 4 championships.
No.
He don't have to win 5 like Jeter or 10 like Mickey Mantle. Like that's not the expectation.
Right.
But he's got to have that moment in that situation where they win, he leaves, he's the face. They're going to name him captain, Chris, I think soon. Jeter was the last captain. It ain't like they've only had about five or six.
They don't do it that often.
But he's one of those guys who's worthy. So I don't disagree that during his stretch, the next 4 or 5 years, because that's a 9-year contract.
Nine.
The first 5, I'm expecting big things.
The last four, Chris, crapshoot. You don't know what you're going to get.
Fair, fair. Rob, A-Rod, and obviously he's tainted because of the PEDs.
But he won.
But he still won in New York.
And Chris, in 2009. And
it means a lot for his legacy, don't you think?
There's no doubt. If he didn't win, it would be worse.
In New York. Yeah, I mean, he gets a lot of love in New York.
And if you remember 2009, people don't remember. I think A-Rod had three big home runs, Chris.
Yeah, he was big.
That tied the game or put them ahead. You know, like it was always like a tying home run in the ninth inning or something. He had three big home runs during that stretch. Yep. He was amazing.
Yep, yep. So that's the charge for Derek Jeter. I'm sorry, for Aaron Judge.
No, but you know what? That Freudian slip, but you said it right, because that's well, what he reminds me of.
Absolutely. I mean, even, and it shouldn't be about this, but even to the point of being biracial.
Right. They're both the same.
I mean, every looks somewhat, you know, I mean, it's just clean cut, great player, can be the face of the league, certainly one of them. Yeah. He really
great
is
personality.
Like
yep. He respects the history of the Yankees, Chris. Like what? He's fan friendly. Like you never hear anybody badmouth Aaron Judge for being like a bad guy. He's what you want if you're going to put that kind of money down on a franchise type player.
Absolutely. So now the quest for the ring begins. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Did Aaron Judge make the right decision? Remember, he took less money overall, 360 to 400, same per year, $40 million a year, but could have went to San Diego for more. And does he need to win a World Series to justify this fat contract? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Again, we mentioned OBJ when we were talking with Greg Jennings. And Rob, OBJ, we know he, and I'm not mad at him, but he knew, Rob, he wasn't ready. When he goes to visit these teams and doesn't work out, I'm not mad at him for trying to get his money, right? The teams do this all the time. It's a business.
I ain't signing nobody without a workout and a physical.
Well, no. Go ahead. But I'm just saying, I'm not mad at him for trying to pull this. But, Rob, this notion that a team, I don't care who it is, that a team is going to give him a deal for next year and he can't play this year and he's not going to work out for you, that's ridiculous.
That's why he don't have a deal. He went to Dallas. They were salivating over him. Even the Cowboys. And Jerry Jones has had the wool pulled over his eyes, Chris, a gazillion times. Am I right? A gazillion times.
Right, right.
Even Jerry Jones not going for this okey-doke. You know, he's just not. He's not ready. I'm not signing a guy who can't play. What?
Absolutely.
And he wants he wants a deal for next year.
That's the thing.
Yeah. No, I get
again,
it. He wants to secure his future.
You can ask for what you want. Right.
Chris, he got his contract. He put his contract in crypto. Did you see that story?
No.
He lost, he made no money. I wish
you
Rob
mean his, probably, which contract?
The last one he had with the Rams. It was, if someone could pull that story up, it was like, Chris, the money
and he
crypto,
made with the Rams.
Yeah,
all
crapped
crypto.
Out. And he wound up making I don't know, because if it was devalued or something, he only made $160,000 off of whatever the contract was. It was that bad. I'm going to try to find it as we're talking.
And obviously he had the huge contract and he didn't play
I'm
a lot
with
of that
because
he was hurt.
I'm just saying, but you know, he wants to secure his future and try to get a multi-year deal, which I get, but you got to be healthy first.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If I'm a team, there is no way on God's green earth I'm giving you a deal for next year and you're not going to be able to play. I can't see you work out. Come back in the summer. Come back before training camp, and we'll see.
Here we go,
we'll see
Chris.
You work out.
The OBJ contract signed with the L.A. Rams back in November last season. The contract was 1 year, $750,000 deal that he decided to take in Bitcoin. I'm sorry, Bitcoin. At the time, Bitcoin was at an all-time high. It shattered currency records and let me see what the final number was. But it shrunk. Yeah. You know what I mean? It plunged.
Yeah.
And then he wound up making it. So that $750,000, he wound up getting like a, at the time.
You said about 160 that grand. Yeah.
Yep.
Hopefully he doesn't need the money. He's obviously had endorsements and, you know, he had the big contract. What was it?
Oh,
about
yeah, yeah.
Million,
I'm just
right?
saying, but that one was.
Yeah. But no, there's no way you could sign him. And here's the other thing, Rob. He's 30 years old. He's coming off a second ACL injury of the same knee.
Well, that's what's scary is that. That's the scary part.
I mean, it might even be likely that he's not the same player. And he was great in the Super Bowl till he got hurt. And he was really good in the playoffs, period. But you have got to see him work out before you pay him. And there's no way I'm paying him for next year. And Rob, remember, injuries have been a part of his history as well. I mean, he's obviously coming off an injury, but he's had injury issues for several years of his career, which really derailed what looked like it was going to be an all-time great Hall of Fame career. He's had a nice little career
after that catch,
not quite lived up right to what he really could have been had it not been for injuries and just other stuff. So,
thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. We got John Morosi, hopefully. He's down there at the winter meetings. He's the Fox Sports Radio and MLB Network insider. So hopefully we'll be able to get him on the phone at the bottom of the hour to kind of bring us up to speed with the hot stove, but that'll be at the bottom of the hour. You want to keep it locked there. Of course, the biggest news in Major League Baseball, Aaron Judge does indeed stay with the New York Yankees. He signs a 9-year deal for $360 million, making him the highest paid position player ever per year. And good for him. But Rob, like I said,
get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
He got to win a World Series ring in New York. That's how he justifies the contract. He wins a World Series, nothing less.
And I hope we do get John Morosi, Chris, because he's the one who broke the story last night, you know, early this morning.
Right.
That Judge was going to get that deal. But I hear you. I mean, that's a part of the Yankees. That's a part of the pressure. Nobody's playing out the string. The Yankees have won, what, 27 championships, the most of any professional team in this country easily. You know what I mean? And it's about winning. Yeah, any sport. And it's about winning. And that's what the Yankees are. And they haven't won since 2009. They were close in 2017.
That's a long stretch. That's 13 years, man.
Yeah, not the longest, because when Steinbrenner took over, if you remember, Chris, when they won in 96, they hadn't won since 81 or 80. What was it? They had gone like 17 years during that stretch. So they're in one of those funks right here. And then after 96, they won 4 out of 5 or whatever it was, 3 in a row. And that changed.
They're
the
always good, but they haven't been able to get over the hump. It's like we talked about with the Dodgers. Good for Aaron Judge.
He had a great year last year, Chris. We knew he would get paid. I don't think we ever doubted it. And we talked
and
on this radio
show. He should have been the
show.
Best. He should have been the highest paid player in the league. He should be. And they did it. Not to the tune of 300 over 5 years like you.
I would have saved them $60 million.
No, that would have been ridiculous.
What? $60
million
a year?
$60 million a year, absolutely ridiculous. That's $20 million more than he's getting.
All right, but it'll be shorter
That's
years.
Not going to help you get a GM job in the future.
No, not going to work when I retire from this business?
When they know you would have given him $60 million a year. And
Keep Rob away from my money. This guy's crazy.
Hey, guys have moved from our business. John Hollinger moved from being a sports writer to a GM and
Fred
now
Clare,
back to a sports writer.
Fred Clare was a GM for the Dodgers. He was a sports writer. Do you remember Frank Cashin for the Mets in the 80s? Frank Cashin, who put together the 86 championship team, was a sports writer in Baltimore,
really?
Chris. Yep.
I did not know that. Yep, David Kahn, I remember him running the Timberwolves. Not to any. No, he didn't do well. Neither did Hollinger. Well. But they got their shots. So
it is amazing. Right. You could talk yourself into it. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like? Exactly. Draymond. Speaking of talking yourself into stuff, Draymond Green. No surprise, he's running his mouth. Do we have sound of Draymond? Guys, anybody? We don't. Okay, I'm just going to read, Rob. Draymond was on the Throwing Bones podcast, and he named his top five players ever in NBA history. Here's what it was. This is in order. I'm going to go backwards, but this is in order. Do you have you seen the list, Rob?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to guess. Number five, I'll give you a hint. It's a center.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Shaq. Number four, it's one of Draymond's. He's been a teammate of his.
Steph Curry,
yes. I thought you might say KD, but Steph. Number three, a Laker. Laker guard. How about that?
Magic.
Kobe.
Okay, stop the list. Stop the list.
Well, I'm just getting to the...
Is this since 2000?
Since 2000? Number two is...
Michael Jordan.
Fairly old school. Yes, Michael Jordan.
Well, and number one. Even he couldn't do that.
Right, like,
leave out Michael Jordan, even though... You know, that list is ridiculous.
You know who's number one on his list. Shaq is better than Kareem.
Yeah, of course.
LeBron.
Yeah, the guy goes to the barbershop show on, and all he does is praise LeBron every chance he gets. That's all he does.
Draymond really does. It does come off like he's infatuated with LeBron James. I mean, he really does. He follows, you know, and it's fine. I mean, Uninterrupted does a great job. And they got a lot of players working with them, but he's obviously working with them. He went to Clutch. You know, they represent him now. Rich Paul, the agent, who, you know, is one of LeBron's best friends from high school. And it's just interesting. I mean, obviously they're friends and that's cool, but it does seem like he fawns a bit over LeBron. But here was his rationale, Rob. I'm gonna read it to you for saying that, and it's a nice little statement, two paragraphs. So I'm gonna read it to you. Bron started. This is Draymond in 03. By 05, he was the best player in the NBA. Not true, but that's what he said. In 2020, he was still the best player in the NBA. He was the best player in the NBA, no matter what the game did. The game went from two slugs, like two big men, to like a stretch four big man, back to two big men, to no big men, and he's been the best no matter what. When you look at the teams that Bron has carried to championships or carried to the finals, MJ didn't beat the greatest team ever assembled, nor because he was on it, nor did he run up against the greatest team ever assembled every year. You look at the skill set that Bron has, there's nobody that's ever played the game of basketball that can do what LeBron James does on a basketball court. Nobody. I'm going to end it with this, Rob. This last paragraph. You all want to be like Mike, but what LeBron has been able to do and how he can control a game, like to do it this long, MJ retired. This stuff is grueling. Going to the finals year after year after year, Bron went to 8 or 9 straight. MJ took a break right in the heat of that stuff. Bron didn't take a break. You know what he did? He went again and again and again and again and again. So for me, that's why it's Bron over MJ for me. And on top of that, the talent, here's a kicker. The talent nowadays is way better. And I'm sure one of the old, it looks like you want to say old farts, is going to say you're out of your mind, blah, blah, blah. The talent is way better, just like the talent at Apple is way better than the talent that was working at Apple in 1991. Rob Parker, your thoughts?
Just total ridiculous, typical. Only thing that matters is what I saw or what I played with. A lot of it is to stroke his own ego and his teammates' ego. Chris, you just said it. Michael never went up against the best team because he was on it. That you're right. And Mike didn't just win like all six championships. He didn't have to win all six MVPs either. You know what I mean? It wasn't an automatic
right.
that you win the MVP because you're the best player.
Magic won three, I think.
Right.
He went to MVPs.
Right.
Kareem only won two out of his six.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't automatic. So for him to do that and never to go to a game seven and all the other stuff, and you could talk about LeBron being a different type player, a hybrid, and he could do this and that and his strength. It's 10 times easier to score. You can't play defense against anybody. If Michael Jordan had those rules where if you touch him, Chris, it's a foul. Dwayne Wade won a championship where he shot 100 more free throws than the other team that he played. I mean, like there's a lot of stuff. You talk about who's better. The game was altered. The game has been altered, Draymond. Like, that's something that you have to put in and be honest about. And then getting to the finals is nice by LeBron, but he's also lost a lot. You can't say, well, he got a team to the championship, but that's all that matters. No. You got there. Why can't you win? You could also win.
Right.
And he's been swept, what, twice, Chris, and one time only won one game. I mean, I don't even know how Draymond honestly can make that case, but I just think he's friends with LeBron. What's the right word? He's loyal to a fault, and I take his comments with a grain of salt. They just don't have any. I think he's too friendly with LeBron to be honest about LeBron.
Yeah, look, he made as far as arguments I've seen for LeBron, he made a decent one. As you know, you and I both have Jordan number one, as do most people, and LeBron number two. I don't know that most have LeBron two, but we've got him number two. That's higher than a lot of people.
Right. There are a lot of NBA players don't even have him in the top five or 10. Now, that's ridiculous.
I mean, yeah. And we've said it, Rob. Most ex-players that you and I have talked to that face both have Kobe ahead of LeBron. So we actually we rank LeBron higher than a lot of people. I just think when I look at what Draymond said, number one, I'm going to go here. Because Rob, he says the talent is better. That's a weak argument. That's just saying everything gets better.
Right.
Which is not the case. Because Draymond, I'm sorry, you couldn't play center on a regular basis back in the 80s and the 90s. You couldn't. Patrick Ewing would have had his way with you.
No doubt.
David Robinson.
Olajuwon.
Alonzo Mourning. They would have destroyed you.
Destroyed you. You wouldn't have been able to play. And then, Chris, he would have had to go somewhere else and then make shots and be a threat. Do you know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't be able to just clean up stuff.
And your boy, Kevon Looney, who's your starting center. I mean, you play center a lot, but he would have got worked by those dudes. I'm sorry. The game was different. Don't tell me it's better. Because back then, teams shared the basketball. Even Jordan was not a, like, dribble, 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 dribble. I'm going to create everything. No one did that back then. No, it was no Luka. Not because nobody could have been Luka.
They didn't play that way.
It was just five-man basketball. And the handful of teams, including Golden State, that plays five-man basketball today, win. Even if they're not the most talented. Because five-man basketball beats one- or two-man basketball, which is what most teams in the NBA play today. The thing, now, I will say this. I think the players are more athletic in terms of running and jumping. More so jumping. Like, you got more just freakish athletes in the league today than you used to have. And they shoot the three better, obviously. But that's about it. The dribbling is better, but they let you carry. They let you. There's this meme going around on Twitter right now, Rob, as we speak, about Ja Morant, who I love, and it is showing. They could have picked Kyrie. They could have picked Ja. They could have picked Jordan Poole. They could have picked a couple of dudes from every team, and shown how often. Virtually every possession they carry. Do you know how much easier it is to handle the ball and shake somebody up when you can literally put your hand underneath the basketball?
No doubt about it.
And hold it there for a split second. I'm sorry. Like, they didn't do it. We've always talked about how they let them travel a little. It was nothing like this. And so, what, they shoot the three better now. That's it. And they're more athletic. But athleticism, if you don't understand how to play the game, it's not going to be the same impact. So I just think that argument is weak. And, I think Michael Jordan had no weaknesses. LeBron has very few, but one of them is free throw shooting. He's not terrible, but he's not very good from the foul line. Jordan was great from the foul line. Jordan, you say, well, he wasn't a great three-point shooter. It wasn't a weakness. They didn't shoot the three that much back then. And I think everybody, and I don't want to, everybody, obviously, he would be a better three-point shooter nowadays. We all understand that. But Michael Jordan just dominated the game at a level that nobody has ever done. Even Bill Russell, who won 11, he didn't dominate statistically individually the way Jordan did. Wilt Chamberlain dominated individually statistically, but didn't win like Jordan did. So Jordan is really the one to put together both individual dominance in terms of stats and winning. And so, I just think, LeBron is like you said, Rob, we got him number two. But clearly there's bias on the list, too. And I get it. It's his era, right?
Yeah,
it is. When he played. But, it is what it is.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com. studios, and we can talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. And Rob, we had a lot of NBA action tonight. And you're in trouble, right? Your bets?
Yeah. It's that Clippers game is going to kill me right there.
You had the Clippers. They're down 112-111 in overtime to the Magic. 7 seconds left. So this should be a fun ending. The Nets, Rob, they let Charlotte back in the game. And all of a sudden, they had their hands full, but they're up now 122-116. They led by
20-something.
Yeah, they had a huge lead early. Kyrie really balling, 33 points.
Wow.
9 assists. And Rob, don't look now. I love saying that. But the Nets have won 4. This will be 5 of 6, assuming they win this game. They're playing well. Remember, they got going when Kyrie went out, but they've kept it going when he's been there.
And also, Chris, when they fired Steve Nash. Let's just be.
Yep. Jacques Vaughn, got to give him credit. And Jacques Vaughn, remember several years ago, Rob.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jacques Vaughn was like the new hotness. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Was supposed to be, he's going to be a great coach. He was in San Antonio under Popovich. Was not a great, very good NBA player. You know, big-time college player. Smart, you know, cerebral. It was like, he's going to be great. He had all the tools, right? And went to Orlando in a bad situation, but he failed miserably. And it seemed like that was going to be pretty much the end, as far as him being a head coach. He's gotten a shot here, and he's doing a really good job. You got to give him credit. He's coaching circles around Steve Nash. Let's just keep it real.
I cannot. Right? Chris, we both agreed that it was time.
Yeah, no doubt. It was past time, to be honest. They probably should have done it this summer when they got swept
by Boston. Right, you should have been fired right then and there.
Yep. But they're doing well. And Rob, get this. Now, I do think they need to add some girth, like a big boy, just a big body.
Right.
But Rob, do you know that the Nets lead the league in blocks per game?
No, I did not know that. Who's blocking all the shots?
Over seven. They're the only team blocking over seven shots. Claxton, Durant's actually getting a few.
Yeah. And Claxton is turned into a nice player.
He's a lot like Jared Allen. You know, remember Allen kind of emerged with the Nets, and then they let him. They traded him to Cleveland. But yeah, I agree. Claxton is a nice player. Claxton is a really nice player.
The only issue he has is, you know, making the free throws. Chris, he splits a lot. You know, misses. That happens with big guys, you know, they just don't have the touch. But he does all. He cleans up the misses around the basket.
Yep.
I like him a lot. I wish he was
bigger, like, you know, his body, not height, but
Right. I know what you mean. Thicker.
Yeah, skinny. Yeah, exactly. But he's playing well. I think he's making himself some money. He's giving them 12 points and 9 rebounds a game and over 2 blocks.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, he's doing well. Big game tonight. Rob, you got Phoenix and Boston. And these are the two top teams in each conference. And you know what's interesting, Rob, is that these two teams had major turmoil, right? I mean, Phoenix, Robert Sarver with the racism and the misogyny. He's going to sell the team, the owner. Boston, of course, with Ime Udoka, they had to get a new coach. And you got to give them credit. And even in Phoenix, just on the court, Rob, Chris Paul, he's played about half the season. And so Devin Booker is carrying the Suns, and DeAndre Ayton's playing well. And they got a lot of their guys are stepping up playing well. And Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are certainly, I think, the best two-way tandem in the East and maybe in the entire league.
Yeah, they're balling out.
Yeah. So those two teams, you got to give them credit. And I think Jason Tatum he might be the MVP right now. It's early, obviously. But if the vote were today, he'd have a great chance.
They got the best record. He's playing great. I know he's the fourth leading scorer, correct, Chris? Fourth?
Yeah.
But still, I'm with you. He's played great. And to lose your coach and to keep it all together, and Jaylen Brown rumors about trading for Durant.
Yep.
Remember that?
Right.
There's a lot of stuff that's
in the back of his mind. Yeah. Yep. No, Tatum's averaging 31, or almost 30.8. 8 boards and 4 assists, Rob. And Jaylen Brown's the 12th leading scorer in the league at 26.7 points per game. So that tandem, I mean, they are getting it done. And, Rob, there are 5 players in the league averaging 30 or more points. And you know what it tells you is that's the impact of the three-point line.
Yep. When everything.
Yeah, when half of your shots – Or a third of your shots even are threes, I mean, that's going to boost your scoring average, you know? And, I mean, Steph Curry, 12 of his 20 shots a game are threes. They're worth 3 points. So that's why you do see the uptick in guys scoring more, which you really – it'd be interesting. I'd like to see when guys scored this much. I know back in the 60s and stuff probably.
Chris?
50s and 60s, yep.
Tomorrow we're having a holiday party. I know you can't be there, but we're having a holiday party. I will eat and drink on your behalf since we're a team, so don't worry about it, okay? I'll take care of it.
I'm sure you will. Is it at the studio?
No, at a restaurant close by, so that's tomorrow.
You know what? Yeah. I might fly out.
Yeah, okay.
It.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. Tell everybody I said hello, and no I will doubt. Miss them. I know you sent my gift, so give me, like, we need to set some parameters.
Yes,
so,
we'll do that.
Because I
we'll
really
talk.
Would go out and spend $500 on you. But
yeah, that's
how,
that's the parameters good. Okay.
Peace!
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.